minimalism, the main subject of this workshop retreat. I just want to clarify the meaning of this word in the context of today's retreat. If you look up the word in the dictionary, or you know, investigate on the internet, minimalism, what does it mean? It's usually to do with art, minimalistic art, minimalistic music, or decluttering, clearing external space. So like everything in modern world, well, it's usually to do with something external. So in this instance, we're looking at it from an internal point of view, the minimalistic mind. Yeah. In the way that we can understand clearing out a room, having a clearing out the shed, the garden shed, you know, clearing out our car. Amazing the things that gather, isn't it, in the car, you know. Tidying, clearing, you know, the glove compartment, as they call it, over the pond. You know, the CDs, tidying up the CDs. Clearing out, we understand that to some degree, how we can clear, quite clearly. And we know the experience of clearing out a room before and after. We know what we feel like when we go into that room before, full of clutter, full of junk. It feels quite heavy. It's not very nice to be in there. We don't really like to take anyone else in there. But when you have a big clear out, we know what that's like, don't we? It feels good. It feels good to go into the room. It has a freshness about it. And also, when we go into that room, there's a clarity, there's a feeling of clarity, a feeling of mental clarity. Yeah. We know, free of clutter. No one really likes gathering clutter, but sometimes it comes. So from an external point of view, we can understand how, you know, we can have a clear out. We could also understand how, you know, we can reduce the amount of possessions that we have. Minimalizing the amount of stuff, the amount of things we have. You know, do we really need 40 different mugs, you know, when there's 3 people in our household? You know, I mean, it's some monasteries, Buddhist monasteries and prisons, they just have one mug, you know. You have your own mug, you know. They often attach it to themselves. That's it. One mug. They probably get attached to the mug, but they just have one mug. So to some degree, we can understand that, how we can declutter getting rid of stuff. And, you know, the old trip to the charity shop, isn't it? The trip to the charity shop. Taking things away, getting rid of stuff. And sometimes, you know, this is one of the reasons why we have attics, isn't it? Often we want to clear something out, but we don't necessarily want to get rid of it. So we just put it somewhere for a rainy day. Not so long ago, I was in London visiting my grandparents, who are now in their late 80s. And they have a cupboard, like a storeroom, where they, because they're in a nice apartment, where they put all their stuff, and they've got things in there, you know, from the 40s, 50s, 60s. And